But I tell you what, this round 23 is becoming an absolute joke. So I think you can throw the match committee out the window, absolutely out the window, because we know that Fremantle are going to rest at least six players, and there's talk up to 11 players. Now, we've just got a message through from North Melbourne. Following their assessment of their playing list, North Melbourne now is considering resting between 8 and 10 players for Friday night's game against Richmond. CEO Carl Delina said players have been closely monitored by the club's medical and conditioning staff. The fatigue and injury status of our players will be the main consideration for team selection this week, Delina said. He said, at this stage, our initial assessment indicates that we may look to rest up to 8 to 10 players that played in round 22 against the Dogs. We have been in contact with the AFL regarding this process and have been given approval to go down this path should we need to. Also, they're going to stay in contact with the AFL ahead of the team's announcement tonight. Delina did say they were well aware of the impact the decision to rest players will have on VFL aligned side Werribee in this weekend's elimination final. We value our relationship with Werribee and fully understand the repercussions this may have on its finals campaign. This is an unprecedented situation. We have to do what's best for our players in the circumstances, Greg. So match committee goes out the window. Round 23 is becoming a joke.
Well, I think this is outrageous. I mean, the AFL spelt it out quite clearly earlier in the week, the advantages of finishing on top and well ahead of anyone else, and you can't affect anything else that happens in the top eight, okay, because the top eight settled. Here, we've got I can't believe the AFL would actually endorse this. You've got the eighth place club that snuck into the final system in the last place, talking about resting eight players. Now, what the AFL said on the weekend, and they all talked about the pursuit of only legitimate competitive objectives, they talked about manipulating a club's position on the ladder for the purpose of improving its draw within the final series. Now, it's not going to improve its position in the draw, because if it gets beat, they'll just play. Richmond will play North again next week. But it's certainly making it easier to play Richmond next week rather than be more competitive and give Adelaide a chance to move up the ladder and host a final in Adelaide next week. I just can't believe the AFL would endorse this. I'd be staggered if that's the case. Then
if North Melbourne can beat Richmond and Adelaide can beat Geelong, Adelaide can get a home final, I think, playing Richmond in Adelaide. Is that correct?
Well, it certainly works out. It certainly can get a home final if North beat Richmond. So what North are doing here, if we're not playing 11 players and we're tanking and allow Richmond to beat us, that all that does is saying, well, we've manipulated this so that we have to play Richmond in the first week of the final at the MCG. So we play them again next week with a better team. The integrity of the whole of the AFL would just be put in so much question if they allow this to happen. I can't believe the audacity of the North Melbourne Footy Club that would even think they could do this. Now, there was a teaser earlier in the week in the Herald Sun that they could possibly lose four or five players. I thought, oh, surely not. But here we have it. Unbelievable.
Well, Greg, don't blame North Melbourne. The integrity of the competition lies within the AFL. If the AFL says North Melbourne can do this, then they can do it. Now, what they've got to do...
Reading this, the AFL hasn't endorsed it yet, has it? Reading this press release here, I don't think the AFL's endorsed it yet, has it? Has it?
This process has been given approval to go down this path should we need to.
Well,
we have been in contact with the AFL regarding this process and have been given approval go down this path we need to.
If that is the case, then this is official. From today onwards, the AFL commissioner, the greatest bunch of jokers and idiots and imbeciles I've ever come across in my life. If this goes through and this gets the endorsement of the AFL today...
Well, it has. It said this. Carl Delina's just sent this out.
All right.
Greg.
All right. Well, I give up. So then they're manipulating this week. Why do we... Let's not bother about Friday night footy this week, because we know that pretty much that they can't beat Richmond, so therefore Richmond and North will play off the following week. I think it's a joke.
Well, we'll ask
if
the fans.
If that's not manipulation...
I mean, round 23 has just become
If that's not manipulating...
The integrity of the competition and the games are now being affected. Why don't they just... what they've got to do, Greg, is just tear up the rule book completely. Because you know what this is saying, Greg? What this is saying, and this is always going to be a problem... They went down this track with Melbourne and they couldn't nail Melbourne for tanking. They couldn't nail Melbourne for tanking even though they rubbed players out and they rubbed officials out and they fined them a lot of money, Greg. Now, what this means is the AFL can't tell a club who they can select in their side. So all you have to do these days, Greg, is that you can just pick a side, and I've told you this before, you can pick a side, and you can pick a side that you know's got no chance of winning, Greg. No chance whatsoever. But as long as you send those players out to do their best and you coach to try and win the game, then you are not tanking and you are not hurting the integrity of the game. That's what the AFL is saying. Even though we know that what North Melbourne would be doing is they're putting out a side that they believe has got no chance of beating Richmond outside of an absolute miracle so that we can keep our players fresh for next week. So tear up the rule book because it's just crap.